Hi, I'm Chris Spezak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. A few stolen minutes out of your day to talk words and communication. Let's talk language tips for the curious or confused. Welcome to Season 3. In our first two seasons, we talked about the language choices of Kurt Cobain, Judas Priest, and Destiny's Child. We've talked about spelling hijacking and spelling revolutions of early America that didn't quite catch steam. So sorry, Ben Franklin. What's in store for this season? Oh, just you wait. The British Zimbabwean novelist Doris Lessing once said, in the writing process, the more a thing cooks, the better. It's true. A story needs time. A writer needs time. But in so many of our efforts, time is an essential piece of the whole. It's true for podcasts too, I suppose. But I'm happy to be back with you. The English language can be mesmerizing. In the hands of a talented wordsmith, you can be entranced. But let's start off with some word trivia. Do you know the origin of the word mesmerize? I love this story. Some words have their roots in other languages, but others have their roots in a good story that captures the public imagination. The history of mesmerize, my language curious friends, is a case of the latter. Let me set the stage. Imagine 18th century Vienna, its grand gardens and palaces, the elegance, grace, and symmetry of Mozart and Beethoven, and the imperial menagerie that would become today's oldest continually operating zoo in the world. This Vienna was one of the most important political, artistic, and commercial capitals of the era. In this setting, enter Dr. Franz Anton Mesmer, a physician who proposed a theory of how human and animal bodies react to the gravitational pull of the planets. Animal gravitation, he called it. Still with me? And as his research continued, moving more and more into the laws of Earth's magnetic forces, this theory shifted to animal magnetism. Now, whether you're thinking hard about this science or not, with his work in this area, Dr. Mesmer based his medical practice on the idea that imbalances of fluids inside people's bodies could be cured by the manipulation of magnets outside their bodies. Intriguing? Absolutely. At least that's how many in 18th century Vienna reacted. And Dr. Mesmer? He did quite well for himself using magnets and bringing his patients into an almost trance-like state during their treatments. Over time, though, Dr. Mesmer was declared a fraud and decreed as a fake scientist. He was forced to leave Vienna, move to Paris, and then was quickly under suspicion there as well. But Dr. Mesmer's work? It had been mesmerizing, as in it had held attention with captivation. It was transfixing, almost hypnotic, spellbinding, and captivating. This is the origin and history of mesmerize, a Venetian doctor with big ideas who may or may not have been manipulating the people around him. The story isn't fake news, but the doctor's theories just might have been. Cool, huh? And you know what? These conversations about language and history and little-known details that you have no idea that you might be getting wrong? I'm mesmerized by that. So as I was debating the pieces of the first podcast of the Words You Should Know Season 3, I wanted something awesome, something that might surprise you or catch you off guard, the mother load of communication tips. And then it hit me. Mother load. Are you spelling that correctly? Mother Earth, mother ships, mother of all spelling confusions. Okay, maybe it's not the biggest of errors, but do you know whether to write mother load, L-O-A-D, versus mother load, L-O-D-E? I get the confusion. It's not just a lot, it's a massive amount. It's the mother of all quantities. A load, L-O-A-D, makes absolute sense. But the problem is that this is not the spelling of the phrase. Ooh, I feel you cringing, but it's true. The load of mother load is spelled L-O-D-E. It was a phrase first used in 1863 in reference to mining. The place where the largest amount of gold could be found was called the Mother Lode, because a lode, yes, L-O-D-E, is a vein of a mineral within the earth. When the 49ers went to California, and okay, I'm talking about the gold rush here, not the football team. They were looking for loads of gold. Loads, L-O-D-E-S. Of course, they were also looking for loads, L-O-A-D-S, as in lots, but that's besides the point. Is your mother gonna wash out your mouth with soap for a mother load, L-O-A-D, versus mother load, L-O-D-E typo? Hopefully not. Is she gonna wash your messy, inky fingers? Maybe. I don't know about you, but I am ready for more writing tips, a mother load of them. But you don't have to dig through the dirt and craggy rocks to unearth them. I've been sharing my language notes and writing tips pretty much weekly since the fall of 2012. But you know what? I'm nowhere close to done. Thanks for that, confusing English language. Thanks oh so much for that. Onward! Who's with me? Raise your hand if you are constantly surprised by the English language. Okay, you can't see me, but my hand is totally raised. Are you curious or confused about the words you use every day? Sign up for my free monthly newsletter to learn more and to stay in the loop with my latest blogs and podcast. And of course, for more information, there's my book, An Elements of Style for the Twitter Generation, called Get a Grip on Your Grammar, 250 Writing and Editing Reminders for the Curious or Confused. Learn all about this and more at getagriponyourgrammar.com. For the emoji lovers, you can even find it all at openbooklightbulb.ws. Yes, use the emojis in your address bar. I invite you to share your latest writing updates or insights with me, or just drop by to say hi. Words. Language. Communication. You've got this.